Ron, congrats on 40K. Despite the loss tonight, you scored half of your points, 13 of the 26, in the fourth quarter. As of late, what is working for you offensively so well late in games?
I love the fourth quarter. That's always been like my favorite part of the game, obviously, especially when it comes down to crunch time and just trying to make plays. I had a couple opportunities even to make even more plays.
Hey, yo, welcome back to another episode of Put 30 on the Clock. I'm Coach Phil, and as usual, let's get right to it. Last night, March 2nd, 2024, LeBron James became the only quote-unquote player to reach the 40,000-point mark. The Lakers lost to the Denver Nuggets. However, the focus of the night was the fact that he's the only person to have scored 40,000 points. Now, those are regular season points. That is true if you're talking about regular season. If you combine with the playoffs, there are three people in the 40,000-point club. Karl Malone, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and LeBron James. And LeBron is currently, if you combine the two, at 48,040. Kareem is right behind him at 44,149, but he's at 48,040 points if you combine all regular season and playoffs. So the way things have been going, he will be somewhere in the middle of next season crossing that 50,000 point mark when you combine the two. This is like, it's one thing to call it ridiculous, but this is not something you would even imagine seeing in a video game. You put that with the over 11,000 career rebounds, the almost 11,000 assists. I think he's like 180 assists short of getting to 11,000. So he'll get that mark, what, by the playoffs? I don't know. 180 assists, that's like 18 games of 10 assists, right? So 30 more games, you should be all right. 11,000 assists, 2,000 steals, 1,000 blocks over, and the craziest thing, shooting right at 50%. Now, mind you, this is as of March 3rd, 2024, when I'm recording this. But at this moment, he's at like 50.5% career on made field goal, all made field goals, right? There's almost there's nothing that he hasn't done. The only thing he hasn't really done is he doesn't have a defensive player of the year under his belt, and he hasn't won a three-point contest or a dunk contest. I mean, outside of those trivial things, you know, how difficult it is to win a defensive player of the year and how trivial it is to worry about all-star weekend accomplishments. There's nothing that this man has not done. There is no basketball road he has not traveled. There's nothing you can say that exists that LeBron hasn't been a champion of or succeeded at, except for those. I think defensive player of the year was the only one, but I digress. I want you to pay attention to this as well. They say all of these things, and this is a quick little sidebar, right? This is a quick little sidebar. They say that, you know, he got all of these points, and it's amazing because he's a pass-first guy. Can you imagine if he was really trying to get a bucket? And I have in the past and still will argue that he's got the majority of these buckets because he's a pass-first guy, quote-unquote. Now, I don't want to say pass first, those are strong words, but willing to pass is a far better description. I just don't think you can be a pass first guy and lead the entire history of all NBA players in scoring. I just don't think those two can coexist. But I can say that you are a willing passer. I can say that you are great at finding people, that you enjoy sharing the ball, that you want other people to eat, all of that. I just don't think you're pass first and the leading scorer of all time. You just can't put those two together, right? But I do think it's because of his willingness to pass, to be the team guy, to find his people, to get them going early, to rely on them when it matters most. Because he's such a willing passer is what makes him so dangerous offensively, because aside from how he attacks to get his points, he's always having the defense worried about somebody else. The defense is always worried about their men. They can't really commit to like hard doubling because he finds people and puts people in good positions to get a bucket. So if the defense can't really help, it's kind of one-on-one. And at this level of basketball player, you cannot expect anybody to be able to check anybody like for real, especially if you can call for a screen at any time to get a more favorable matchup, right? So I said a whole lot of nothing, right? But I just think that it's because he's so willing to pass, and because he's so good at finding people, and because he has such a good IQ, and because he's so skilled at getting the ball to people on time and on target, it softens the help and it gives him the opportunity to get much easier baskets far more often than someone who's just trying to get a bucket all the time. That someone who's trying to get a bucket all the time is a little bit easier to deal with than someone who can find other people and is still talented enough to get a bucket, right? But I digress, right? I also want you to pay attention to this, because this is all going to turn to you in a moment. I just need you to like understand what we're dealing with here. I want you to understand, when you get 48,040 points, how did those baskets come? Man is a career 73% free throw shooter, right? But what you notice when you actually watch LeBron James play basketball, not just highlights, but when you watch LeBron James play basketball, you know that he's not too cool to run in transition. In fact, he's been given the nickname Freight Train, right? You don't want to see LeBron with a full head of steam. I mean, even in year 21, that's still kind of true. There's only a select few people that are willing to try him if he's coming downhill full speed, you know, past half court. There's only a few people willing to do that. And this is year 21, right? He's not afraid to run in transition and get the easy one. LeBron has no problem going back door to get an easy one. LeBron has no problem going up for an offensive rebound and getting a putback. If he's down there, he has no problem fighting for an offensive rebound and getting a putback. LeBron has demonstrated that he's not too cool to get an ugly bucket. He's not too cool to get a bucket that you have to work hard for, like running the floor. He's not too cool for the basic ones. He is good enough to go get an advanced bucket. He's good enough to go get a highlight, but he has always demonstrated that he's not too cool to get an ugly basket. And when you accumulate all these baskets, it's no wonder that with all of the moons lining up for him to be this excellent this long, that he has scored that many points. Could you imagine if he was too cool to run the floor, if he's too cool to get offensive rebounds, to run screen and rolls? I mean, even last night when he was playing against Denver, he had three screen and rolls, intentional screen and rolls between him and Austin Reeves. And Denver really couldn't help too much in the fourth quarter because of how the offense was spread out. So LeBron got like 2-3 layups with Austin Reeves alone. He's not too cool to run a screen and roll, whether he be the one, you know, getting the screen or whether he's the screener. I mean, even last night, he had a D-Wade running hook shot. I call it a D-Wade running hook shot because I haven't seen anyone take it besides D-Wade. I mean, Xavier Simpson, I mean, you should check out his hook shots. That is a beauty. But he took a D-Wade running hook shot, you know, and in season 21, that's appropriate. You can get away with that. But he's never been too cool to do the ugly stuff, despite being the face of the NBA for so many of our fans' lives. There are so many people who enjoy the NBA that do not know the NBA that doesn't have LeBron James in it as the face of the league. It's one thing to just be around. Thaddeus Young is still playing basketball, right? It's one thing to still be around. It's another thing to be the face of the league for like ever. We have a generation of fans who don't know what the NBA is like if LeBron James is not the face of the league, the first name you think of when you even mention this league, right? And he's never been too cool to do the running, the putbacks, the screens, never been too cool for none of that, right? What does that have to do with you? I'm glad you asked, because now I'm going to tell you. You have so many people, especially young hoopers, who tell you what you can't do. And these are people who actually love you, people who care for you and don't want to see you get hurt. They'll tell you, oh, you can't be LeBron, but you can be this. You might not be Kobe. You might not be Michael Jordan, but you can do this. You got people trying to discourage you from playing your sport altogether because the odds are so bad. And they're not lying, because the statistics tell that they're not lying, right? There's so many people who are trying to prevent you from having your heart broken. But, you know, my rebuttal to that is, although I understand where you're coming from, and I do agree, what if LeBron James felt like he could never catch MJ? And this is not a LeBron versus MJ debate, so please go somewhere with that. But what if LeBron felt like he could never be MJ, right? What if he felt like, what if that was the case? You know what would happen? What would happen is that LeBron wouldn't reach his own potential. You ever thought about that? What if our greatest examples, the people who we say, oh, you can't do that, they're too far ahead, they're too great, they're an anomaly, this is a phenomenon, this is a once-in-a-lifetime person. Well, what if that once-in-a-lifetime person listened to you too? Then they wouldn't have been that once-in-a-lifetime person. So for me, I refuse to be a dream killer. I'm not going to tell somebody what they can and cannot do. I'm not going to tell somebody what they can and cannot be, because I know what it's like to have my dreams squashed. But even though I'm not that person, like, I'm not saying I would be LeBron James, that's foolish. But what if LeBron James believed that? What if Michael Jordan believed that? What if Kobe Bryant believed that? Well, I can't be that, so let me just settle for this right here. What if those guys listened to that? Then what? Would we have anybody to replace them? No, the world would be robbed of their excellence. So first of all, I'm not going to tell you what you can't do, right? On that very same coin, right? If you do not happen to be an all-time once-in-a-lifetime great, you can take the example of what they are willing to do. I just said LeBron isn't afraid to run the floor. He's not too cool. He's not too cool to go back door. He's not too cool to run screener roles, whether he has the ball or if he's the screener. He's not too cool to get an offensive rebound and get a putback, right? He's not too cool for none of that. He's not too cool to be excellent at what he does and then add to it. The difference between LeBron James and almost every other NBA player that you've ever known is, one, where he started, the God-given gifts, you know what I'm saying? Height, strength, size, athleticism, the stuff that he was born with that he didn't have to work for, that was his advantage, right? But then you have to have the mindset, what am I going to do to build on top of this, right? How often am I going to put in the work? LeBron came into the league not being able to shoot, and I think it's this season, this 23-24 season, where he's shooting like 40% from the three. 40%. You would never associate LeBron James with 40% three-point shooting, but here we are in season 21, right? That is a testament to how much time he's put into working on that shot, which has gotten better over time. People don't go under screens on him anymore because they can't afford it, right? And we're talking about somebody who already started out great. Like, how you walk into the NBA averaging 25 a game for your entire rookie season, and the only thing people could talk about is what you can't do. That's wild. But you can follow the blueprint of being excellent at what you do, and then adding on top of that, one at a time. You can be dedicated to your body. You might not put $2 million a year into your body, but you can watch everything that you do eat. You can monitor how much sleep you get. These are all things LeBron James is on record of saying. You can plan your life out and revolve it around whatever it is you try to put your hands to. We're talking basketball on this podcast, but whatever it is you do, you can show that same level of dedication. These are all things that you can do. The end result might not be on this LeBron level. I'm not saying that you're on pace to score 50,000 points in the NBA, because that would be unfair. But I am telling you that the blueprint is there. You know what you need to do. You're watching someone who's been doing it the whole time. And the difference between you and him might be the God-given gifts. But your life isn't going to be based on a comparison between you and LeBron James. The regret that you might feel in the future, the pain you might feel in the future, is going to be based on a comparison of where you are and where you could have been if you had put in the LeBron James level of effort, level of consistency, level of seriousness towards whatever it is you want to put your hands on. The things that are in your control. Now, what you do with that, that's between you and you. That is between you and you. But when I look at LeBron James knocking on 50,000 career points, and I go through all the accolades, right? We didn't even talk about the championships, the MVPs, the gold medals, the all-star nods. We ain't talking about NBA first teams. We ain't talking about none of that. Let me just talk about some points, some rebounds, and some assists today. Even if you don't have that in your future, you can have the work. You can have the consistency. You can have the plan. You can have the IQ. You can have the execution. You can have the camaraderie. You can have everything that he's done. You can do it too. Nothing is stopping you from watching what you eat. Nothing is stopping you from getting up another 200 shots today. Nothing. The only thing that we seem to pay attention to is the end result. Not everybody's going to have the same end result, but I promise you, the quality of the sleep that you get, the accomplishments that you do enjoy, the milestones in your life that you do cross, that'll be based on the things that you can't control. So, what's the 40,000 points in your life? That's for you to identify, but you got a hell of an example to look at because he didn't skip any steps, right? He didn't buy any of his points. He stands as an example that you know is true, that you've seen for yourself, that if you dedicate yourself, you put the time in, you do what you're supposed to do, there's no telling how far you can go. This is Coach Phil. Appreciate you spending this time. You could have been anywhere, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. Share this with somebody you know, because you know somebody that needs to hear this. Control what you can control. I'll holler at y'all next time.